And here's the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 19th of June, 2013. It's the birthday of the writer Tobias Wolff, born in Birmingham, Alabama, 1945. He joined the Army, served in Vietnam, returned to the United States, and supported himself with odd jobs. Then in 1976, the Atlantic Monthly accepted his story, Smokers. It was the first story he ever submitted for publication. He went on to write several collections of stories, but he's best known for This Boy's Life, a memoir about his childhood. The Civil Rights Act of 1964 was passed by the United States Senate on this date. It's often viewed as the most important United States civil rights legislation since the Reconstruction, and it prohibited discrimination based on race, color, religion, or national origin in employment, voting, and the use of public facilities. First proposed in 1963 by President Kennedy, it failed to pass, but Lyndon Johnson put forward a more robust version the following year. It faced a long battle in Congress, including a 57-day filibuster, but eventually the Senate voted to end the filibuster, and the act was passed with a vote of 71-29. And it's the birthday of mathematician, physicist, and theologian Blaise Pascal, born in Clermont-Ferrand, France, in 1623. A child prodigy, by the time he was 19, he had already perfected a mechanical calculator. And in the field of physics, he discovered that air has weight. He conducted experiments to prove that vacuums could exist, and that led him to formulate the same hydraulic principle that is used today in such devices as syringes, automobile brakes, and aircraft controls. In mathematics, he founded the theory of probabilities and developed an early form of calculus. Pascal spent much of his life in conflict between science and religion, and he was one of the first philosophers to seriously question the existence of God. But in 1654, he experienced a revelation, the account of which he carried sewn into his coat lining until his death. He came to the conclusion that there was no science to prove God exists. Instead, humans must rely on their faith. He produced two great works of religious philosophy, Le Provençal and Ponce. Blaise Pascal, who said, "The heart has its reasons, which reason knows nothing of." And here's a poem by Mae Swenson, Distance and a Certain Light. Distance and a certain light makes anything artistic, it doesn't matter what. From an airplane, all that rigid splatter of the Bronx becomes organic, logical as web or beehive. Chunks of decayed cars in junkyards, garbage scows, nimble roaches on the Harlem, herds of stalled manure yellow boxes on twisting reaches of rails are punched clean and sharp as ingots in the ignition of the sun. Rubbish becomes engaging shape. You only have to get a bead on it, the right light filling the corridor of your view. A gob of spit under a microscope, fastidious in structure as a crystal. No contortion without intention, and nothing ugly. In any random, sprawling, decomposing thing is the charming string of its history and what it will be next. A poem by Mae Swenson, Distance and a Certain Light, from her collected poems published by the Library of America and used here by permission on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. This is Billy Collins for the Writer's Almanac, hoping you will join us next time.